The fear of missing out on something is not a new experience, but perhaps it is a changed experience and maybe a more extreme experience due to all of the social media and our devices that we have access to today.
Well, I think it is really a growing phenomenon. So this is, you know, it's been spoken about for about 20 years or so, this idea that, you know, some individuals have a really sort of deep-seated anxiety and fear related to sort of missing out on experiences they should be part of. And it seems like this really has been amplified by social media, right? Because, of course, social media gives us a nonstop diet of everything that's happening that we're not doing at any given time. And I think what's interesting is in the past few years, we're increasingly seeing a link between this anxiety or fear related to missing out and all sorts of sort of not so great outcomes going on in the world. So it seems like the more you're engaged in social media and the more you fear missing out on life, the less satisfied you are in life in general, the lower your mood, and, you know, the sort of just less overall life satisfaction is there for you.
Well, is one born with the proclivity to have this fear of missing out, or is it something that they have to learn as they grow older?
Well, you know, I think we're all born with an innate need to belong. That's one of the foundations of our sort of psychological knowledge, is that we have this, you know, need to belong. And that makes sense if you look back evolutionarily. If you're, you know, out in the savannah hunting and gathering and your tribe no longer wants you to be part of them, you're ostracized, you're pretty much dead, right? There's nothing for you. You can't gather enough food on your own. You die. And so there's an evolutionary prerogative to belonging, to being connected, to being socially sort of connected with others in our world. What I think is new is the way that we can make those connections, you know, and that social media provides potentially a way to feel connected, to have those sort of social relationships. But I think there's a dark side to them as well, right? Because now it's not just feeling connected. It's also, you know, seeing other people doing things and saying, why am I not there? I'm missing out. I'm not doing that. And so it really, one big piece of this is attention. What we see with individuals with fear of missing out and who are really embracing and having difficulty with this, they really are not able to stay present or engaged in a task. They're constantly checking their phones, online, social media. So the number of hours a day they spend online is often higher. And the more time they're spending online, the greater the fear of missing out and the lower life satisfaction as a result. So, you know, some psychologists have even sort of talked about this as some sort of addiction. You know, this sort of need or compulsion to be connected, see what others are doing, and then feeling worse because of it.
Does research show any difference between introverts and extroverts as far as, you know, how deeply they feel this experience of missing out?
That's a really great question. And, I'm not sure off the top of my head, but I imagine there's some research in that direction, because I think there is, you know, we all have the sort of need to belong, and there could be ways of getting it, right? And because what we find a lot with fear of missing out, it's often individuals who are not posting or generating content on social media. Rather, they're the consumers of content, right? Really kind of consuming what others are doing, and that might be one of the driving forces. And, you know, what's interesting is it seems to be the case that we're getting more and more content on social media that doesn't, you know, that isn't an accurate representation of most people's lives. I know we've sort of chatted about this before, but I think it's central to this FOMO phenomenon, right? Is that people tend to present the best side of themselves on social media.
Yeah, Facebook is their greatest hits.
Sure, right. So if you're accomplishing things, you're going on great vacations, you're going to wonderful dinners, most people are not posting photos of their microwaved meal they've made, you know, at the drive-thru at McDonald's again. Like, those photos are not the ones that make it online. And so, you know, there is this sort of distorted view of the world. So that individuals who are really engaged in consuming social media sort of see a world that they themselves are not living. And I think that's because most of us are not living that lifestyle, you know. It is the greatest hits, not the deep tracks that most of us are living our lives in, right? And so I think that, you know, in that provides a potential solution for this as well. And there's been talk about developing treatments or helping folks who are high in FOMO really find ways to enrich their quality of life. And the secret seems to be pretty simple. Disconnect more from social media. Spend more time engaged here and now in moments in front of you instead of, you know, comparing yourself and thinking more about what others are doing. So, you know, gratitude, being grateful for what you have and finding meaningful connections in your life, and being present, actually showing up and engaging with what's in front of you, and not, you know, off on your phone looking to see what others are doing seem to be the secrets. But that can be tough to do.
Are there any harmful behaviors or substitutes that people who feel like they're missing out use?
Yeah, you know, the big one is the smartphone and the disconnection, you know, and so some studies have suggested that individuals are, you know, can be at a dinner, at a social event, and checking to see what other people are doing at other events at the same time, right? So I think that really is the big one. Internet and really the ubiquity of social media and access to information about all sorts of others are doing seems to be the key, right? And so disconnecting or unplugging, at least temporarily, when you're doing things, can be one really great way to kind of let go of that and to practice letting go of that idea. You know, because the irony here, of course, is that the more you're fearing missing out and the more you're checking with what others are doing, you're spending less time engaged in your own life. And so in a sense, you are missing out, right? You're missing out on creating rich and meaningful connections with people around you. And you know, often we see on Facebook or other social media, we see, you know, all the glamorous sort of things, but it turns out that really small moments, like conversations, walking, you know, walking into a store or catching someone, you know, at a park and just having a small conversation, that those can be far more rich and meaningful than, you know, private planes taking you to, you know, lavish islands and things like that.